Will, good day, lads. How are ya? The world doesn't seem such a great place to live in anymore, does it? I mean, it had its problems before, but it had its moments too. And they systematically is keeping us poor, so we can't get out. Well, until we die, and then they want some more money for our death, don't they? But let's take a look at some of the countries in the world and what's really happened. Let's take a look at the US first. I've been to the US many times. Many years ago, it was a great country. Not problem-free, but no country is it? But I would say about 95% of the media, or news media, is pretty well owned by the government, or at least controlled by it. They're subsidizing the media through the back doors. And it's so that they can lie and spin for the government. It's certainly not unbiased news, is it? And it's so damn obvious now. But that seems to be the blueprint for most countries now, doesn't it? Well, at least a lot of them. Canada's gone down the same route as well. It controls about 95% of the media, maybe even more. It gives them grants each year, massive grants, so that they will spin something for them, whatever the way they want. It's all becoming state news, if you know what I mean, eh? Then it's happening in the UK as well, you can see it. Every day the news is all about the government. It's the blueprint. If you control the media, you control the people. I myself don't believe one word that comes out of the media's mouth, because it's pretty obvious that all of them mostly are in the pockets of the governments. I don't know, I've never been to North Korea, but I bet you there's usually probably one channel, I bet you. That would be the state channel. And it would probably be about the government and how great the guy who runs it is all the time. They would spin it, wouldn't they? As they do. But the funny thing is, it'd probably be more damn interesting than our media is. No, I don't see any difference between the media there and the media in the world now, most of it. And of course, we're also heavily censored on social media, aren't we? So we're really not living in a free democracy, are we? Australia's shown what it's really like. New Zealand has shown what they're like. The police in the UK don't seem to deal with much of the crime anymore. Well, unless it's a hate crime, or even a speech crime. And of course, get them while they're young. Even the children are not really controlled by the parents anymore. They're not allowed. Because apparently parents don't know what's best. Freedom, I believe, is a thing of the past. I remember freedom way back when. It used to be we used to be able to elect our leaders. Man, if they didn't work out, we could remove them. But we're not even electing the leaders that get in, and we certainly can't remove them. And of course it doesn't help when femmes get into powerful positions, because they're control freaks, all of them. And when they get into these powerful positions, they don't just want to control their husbands, or their children, or the house they live in. They want to control everybody. New Zealand comes into mind. For those guys out there who think and believe they're free, are you really free? Because I certainly don't feel free here in the UK. And in Canada for quite some time, they haven't been free there either, as I've heard from my relations and friends. The pandemic has been used as a weapon to control the population, and mostly to punish them. Because of the pandemic, more laws and regulations have been brought in by the government, special powers. Do you think they're going to relinquish those powers? And as we've all seen, the rules don't apply to them, of course. Only the population. That means you and me. Of course, one of the biggest problems is that people have lost their values. Because they'll do anything for money. Well, I'm sorry about that, guys. This video seems to be a fairly depressing one. But never mind, eh? Because it could only get worse, can't it? You take it easy, guys. We'll talk again sometime.